Gold, Central Victoria, the Divinals, and Pleasure and Pain on your Tuesday afternoon, the home stretch. Thanks to the UK Hotel and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. And joining us, as she does each and every Tuesday afternoon, Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you. Gorgeous afternoon. Lovely.
Sun's shining. We should be happy.
It is wonderful outside. Few clouds around, but the way I'm looking out at Golden Square here, I can see just one little tiny cloud, and that's about it.
Well, there you go. Enjoy the beautiful sunny days while we can, I think, before it gets too hot or too cold or whatever.
It's like, what is that, the porridge? It's just, mine's too hot, mine's too cold, the nursery rhyme.
Yes,
but this is just right.
Yeah, Goldilocks, so that's we're never satisfied.
Yeah. I wonder what is the ideal temperature for people. You know, someone might say, oh, 25 degrees, oh, it's too hot. And you go, no, it's not. And I wonder what that ideal temperature is. I guess we'll jump on Google to find out that particular question. The meaning of life as well. We'll do that as well. Hey, plenty to get through this afternoon in relation to potential volunteer organisations. Do you want to kick us off with information about the annual general meeting?
Yeah, well, I thought it was a good time to remind people that it is annual meeting time of the year for most community organisations and groups. And, of course, they'll all be operating on Zoom, so a new experience for a lot of people. But also, I guess, to people out there who have got a bit of an interest in helping to support the community group that they're interested in, but actually taking that next step and perhaps helping with admin or finance or strategic planning, you know, why not have a go at going on a committee and help in a different way.
Yep.
And one of the organisations that we know who is looking for new board members is our wonderful Chinese Museum. They're looking for volunteers who are interested in tourism and Chinese heritage, arts and culture. So since anyone who's interested with skilled volunteers with the energy to steer this organisation in its next exciting planning and growth area, why not give us a call? Because our tourism industry certainly has been affected by COVID.
Indeed.
And if that doesn't quite rock your boat for you, maybe you're more interested in community visiting program and supporting the social justice aspect of life, volunteering role, supporting vulnerable people in our community, just making sure that they are looked after and cared for properly and they've got good housing facilities and good services. So at the moment, it's a telephone support, but we do need a commitment of 2 years.
Yeah.
And on-the-job training is provided. And, of course, another one which we've mentioned a few times, it's about supporting new residents to Australia in particular and helping our refugees and migrants to learn English and understand the Aussie way of life and helping our young students who are at school to practice their English. And, of course, that also passes on to other families. And training is provided.
That is the Volunteer Tutor Program. Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joins us on the program. Helen, the Great Stupa is always looking for volunteers. Surely they're going to be opening any tick of the clock.
That's right. And it's a great opportunity for people who love the great outdoors but want to go out in that beautiful, relaxing environment, learn more about the Great Stupa, help with the gardeners and labourers just to make sure that the area is weed-free and inviting to the visitors when they can open. Or maybe wildlife rescue, caring for our native animals is your option for volunteering, and they're always looking for people to either care for the animals or answer the telephone and respond to calls about injured animals. Or, of course, maybe neither of those are your area of interest. Maybe it's about helping a new volunteer program to Bendigo to connect and support older residents in our community with social connections, because that's a sad aspect of COVID. A lot of us haven't been able to see family and friends, and especially people in aged care facilities. So you could join in great company, a great program of giving back to the community and making new friends and, as I said, supporting our older residents in the community. And, of course, always remember to be kind and neighbourly.
Yep.
You know, it's a lonely world out there for some people, so make a difference by being friendly, kind and neighbourly.
That's a good thing about something like the In Great Company campaign, is my son actually writes a letter to a lady at one of the nursing homes here in Central Victoria. He's 10 years old. He'll tell the whole story of what he's been up to. And he just sends the letter to this particular lady. Obviously, we can't meet because of the COVID restrictions. But she wrote a letter back and said, hi, this is what I've got grandchildren. I've got great-grandchildren. It was a lovely letter that she wrote. And, of course, my son's written back. We're just waiting for a letter to come back. So something like that is a great opportunity for even our younger generation.
Oh, that's right, because, our young people are growing up in the digital age. So actually understanding that art of writing letters to people and the joy that it brings to the receiver is really special, and that's fantastic. But our young people, good on your son. Congratulations to him. He's a great role model for the future, isn't he, really?
Don't pump up his tyres too much.
It's a great idea.
Don't pump up his tyres too much. No. Don't do that. He'll be listening right now. On his way home from school going, they're talking about me, Mum.
Well, no, that's good. And, it's a different way of volunteering. There's all sorts of different aspects that we can be doing. And, some of us are energetic, as I said, and helping with sport. Others have a passion to help animals.
Yep.
And others, it's about being kind and caring for our elderly people.
Now, Helen, if anyone wants to know any details on how they can be involved, how can they do that?
Yes, by all means. Link with us on our Facebook page at volunteering. Well, yes, and start volunteering. Or Google Bendigo Volunteers and link with our website. And we've put all our options up there. And we'll keep our fingers crossed that soon we might all be able to open up a little bit and support volunteering and community organisations to make that difference that they always make.
I guess we'll find out in due course. Helen, really do appreciate your time as always. And let's do it all again next week.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Helen Yorson joining us, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. So if you want to know any further details, just jump on our website, goldcentralvictoria.com.au.